Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 417 for October 9th, 2007, Motor Rockers S9 Bluetooth headset. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer, and the GizWiz. Welcome to TTTT. Turn the tape.
I'm not ready. What the heck? Oh, they thought that would be funny if they sang that extra fast.
Wow.
Let's do it again, girls. Thank you. Do it right. See that? I know that when that starts, I have 15 seconds to find something.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. And did it work?
Or well, they sped up.
Like, so he's stalling.
I had to play it twice. So I have
did you
cast.
Find something?
Yes, I did. Actually, there.
Okay, this is good. This is my favorite thing where I say, Leo, what do you have? And then
I'll just say
right now, I'll be here, and then you fill it in, and then Dane can edit it, and I'll come back in 20 minutes.
The folks at Motorola sent me a very cool phone, but I can't do it as the Turn the Table Tuesday because it is not yet available in the U.S. It is only – and one of the reasons they sent it to me from Britain. It is the Z6 Motorizer. And it's really, really a nice phone. But the reason they sent it to me is because they have a podcast client on it, and our TWiT podcasts are featured on this phone,
which
is neat. And I like the phone. It kind of has a little slide-up thing, and it bends to curve around your head.
Oh, this is the one. We did this, didn't we?
We talked about it a little bit. But
yes, okay, right.
But the funny thing is there is something that came with it that I really, really like, and it's the Motor Rocker Bluetooth headsets that came with it. And you can buy these standalone in the US. So don't feel like I'm leaving you out. It's the S9. They're very attractive looking. They go behind your head. The bulge, you know, everything with Bluetooth has to have a little bulge in it for the batteries and the transmitter.
Yes.
The bulge is behind your head. You should look at the album art for this podcast or look online because it's a very elegant design that curves over your ears, fits very comfortably. And the beauty of it is it's a stereo headset that also, of course, has a microphone, so you can make calls with it. But the sound quality is great. Now, in order for it to work, you have to have a phone that supports A2DP. Of course, this Motorizer that they sent me did. My iPhone does not, which is kind of sad because the iPhone is an iPod. It should support, stereo audio, but it doesn't. I've been wearing this with my other phones. It works with any other standard Bluetooth phone as a headset. And if you want the stereo, it has to support A2DP. It works great with my Nokia N95, for instance. Sound quality is really good, and it's very comfortable. And the nice thing is you don't look like the Borg when you're wearing it around. You look like you're listening to music, but you don't look like, you're not one of those weirdos with a little blue thing
blinking in your ear.
Yeah. But it is a Bluetooth headset and very high quality. The audio is excellent. I've been very happy with this. It's the Motor Rocker S9.
It's pretty. I'm looking
at it. Isn't that great? And I can't tell you, when you wear it, it really doesn't. You look hip. You look cool.
Yeah.
You don't
and
look
does
like.
And have that red insert? The one I'm looking at has like a red insert.
Yeah. Oh, the lining is red. Yeah. Isn't that pretty?
The lining. Yeah. It's very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
And I, let's see here. It looks like it's $80.
Yeah. And one of the nice things about it is there's no wire. First of all, $80 is, I think, very reasonable for a Bluetooth headset of any kind, let alone stereos. There's no wires. So, that's one kind of drag with your iPod is you got the white iPod wires and they get tangled up. And this, you don't have that. It's just very comfortable. Now, you only get about, they say 6 hours of music listening time. That's pretty accurate. It's a day's worth of music listening. You got to charge it at night. Charges with USB. So that's easy. The little charger is on the headset. It's right underneath. There's a little rubber door that you open up. But mainly the quality, the sound quality is just really, really good. I'm very pleased to say it sounds great. I just wish to heck that Apple would have supported stereo Bluetooth on their iPhone. I can't
understand. That is strange. Isn't
that odd? Now, I asked somebody, I said, is this a hardware? Would they have to do a hardware upgrade? And they said, no. In fact, it's just software. So
maybe that big upgrade that's coming, right?
They could change that at any time. They just have to basically flip the switch. Yeah, so maybe the big upgrade. Now, as we tape this, the big upgrade is due in a couple of days. By the time you hear this podcast, it may have already been out. So if we sound prescient, well, we are. If we sound like we're nudniks,
we are that too.
Well, that too. Anyway, that's my pick. I've been very happy with them. The Motorola Hello Moto S9 Motor Rocker Bluetooth headset.
It's very funny. I pulled up a web search here, and it says, let me find it. Here it is. It says, Motor Rocker S9, $79.95, blueheadsets.com. And you go to blueheadsets.com, you just follow the link, and it goes, your price, $89.95.
We'll give you $10 more.
Isn't that funny?
Well, let me tell you. Go to Amazon at $75. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You can actually. They sell also an adapter that you could put on an iPod that would make the iPod work with it. But I think the thing to do is to hold out for that Bluetooth capability to be added to the iPhone, and then you're set. Yeah, about $75. Which, I mean, isn't that pretty reasonable in any way for just a simple Bluetooth headset?
Yeah. And you get your calls in stereo.
They come in both ears, yeah. But yeah, okay. I think they're mono.
Mono, but I meant that.
Yes. The calls come in both ears, which is great. Because, by the way, actually, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. A lot of times you can't hear very well if it's just one ear.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's a lot of noise coming in the other ear. With stereo headsets, even though the call is mono, both ears have the audio, and it's frankly much easier to hear what's going on.
It's like a manual noise reduction.
Yeah.
The fact that it's covering both ears.
But again, check to make sure your phone supports something called A2DP. Sound is excellent. It's a great Bluetooth headset. I found it to be very reliable. You'll want to take good care of it because these are, you know, they're a little bit more, I would say, they're bigger, so a little more fragile. But I think in general, a very, very good set of headsets. I wear them all the time.
Can you, I have to get the bell. Play the song.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, yes. Go ahead, get the bell, Dick. And while Dick is going to answer the UPS guy, we've been waiting for this to happen. Wait a minute, I got to turn on the... would figure that I... Dane, just edit out some of this so we can get to the jingle. I have to boot up the drive that has the extra jingle on it. De-de-de, here it is. Okay, don't come back, Dick.
Did you do well without me?
Don't come back yet. We're not... I'm still looking for the jingle. Come back yet.
Okay, I'm not back. I have to go again. I'm sorry. I have to go again.
Wait a minute. I can't find it. Wait a minute.
Okay, I'll be back in a little while.
Okay,
I just have to run down to the boat.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We're going to find this.
I'll just go to the office.
You might want to fly. Use some of those Continental miles and fly somewhere.
Okay, I'll go to Vancouver and I'll be right back.
I'll play the jingle while you're off in Vancouver. Who wrote that jingle? I can't find it. Was it George? Was it Paul? Randall did one.
All I know is that
NBC Jack Benny, Internet Crash, Leo Vilfair, Geek Food, waiting for... Here it is. Okay. Here it is.
Wow.
Do I need to play it again, Dick?
No, I'm back now. That was great.
Thanks to Paul Minshall for that.
That was great.
I'm telling you, we got the best jingles of any show anywhere.
I cut my finger.
Here's where Dick gets cut. He gets on his finger and it hurts. No, it's true. We are so, thanks to Paul Minshall, George Wood, and all the folks who Randall Schwartz gave us that long waiting on hold one. We've got, we're set.
We are.
We are so set.
Wow.
Here's, that's kind of fun. I'll play it one more time.
Do it.
I just like
I'll
it.
I'll go to the door again.
You know, that's the George Jetson doorbell, too. That's what I like about it. I love it. So what'd you get?
I got a little train station for my outdoor trains.
So sometimes the UPS man brings you something you want.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is not for the Daily Gizwiz.
Isn't that the best, though? I love it when the UPS guy comes.
Oh, so do I. Sometimes when he goes by and he doesn't stop, I get very depressed.
I just love it. Yeah. You go, don't you have anything for me, Mr. Brown Truck?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's where we went.
Anyway, so now, now.
Oh, wait a minute. I got another jingle.
Oh, yeah, another. I was just going to say. Go ahead.
Believe the number of jingles we play on this show. It's just out of control.
I think it's great.
Okay.
You know what? Should we have a they have too many jingles?
It's another jingle. Another Dickie jingle. I think we
can
do that.
And a Leo jingle too. Now that you're reading your own mail.
Oh, I could do my own letters. Yes.
You could do your letter.
So I got a couple of them. Remember you talked about the hand dryers, those new super duper hand dryers.
Yes. I think Dyson makes one.
Dyson. So yeah. Dave Groves writes to us from Blackpool in the UK. He's actually seen the Dyson at work.
Ah.
He writes, "Hi guys. I'm just listening to the show about, I think, the Targus bag. Anyway, you started talking about new hand dryers that blow the air faster. I saw one the other day when I was on holiday in the southwest of the UK in the lovely county of Cornwall. It was at the Eden Project. The Eden Project, by the way, has won awards for their toilets."
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're quite famous. He says they recycle rainwater to flush the toilets, so they warn you the water may look a little discolored before you use it. And they had a new Dyson.
And they have signs up that says, "Please don't flush until it rains."
Yes, right. If it ain't raining, just leave it alone.
We ain't flushing. It ain't raining, you ain't flushing.
No, sir. They had the new Dyson hand dryer. He says, I think it was called the Blade or Air Blade. Oh, that's a bad name. Here, put your hands in the blade. Yeah. Oh, and they claim that they blow air out of a slot the thickness of an eyelash at 400 miles an hour.
So you end up against the other wall with very dry
hands. Your hands are dry, but your pants are wet. I would doubt that it would surely cause physical injury, but just think of jet pilots that eject from planes at 300 miles an hour, and if it's raining, they get facial injuries. So it could be dangerous that way. Anyway, I'll send you a picture of it when I get home. And he actually, he took a picture of a hand dryer in the gent's toilets. Fortunately, no one was there to give me funny looks. Regards, Dave Groves, Blackpool, UK. And he says, yes, you can say my name on the Gizwiz if you decide to give me worldwide ridicule.
Well, yeah, I don't think going into a men's room with a camera is a good idea.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Oh, do you really?
Well, we all do because we have camera phones, right?
Oh, I get. Yeah, okay.
You're not going to leave your phone outside. Oh, yeah. Don't have it ready to go with a flash attachment on it.
But, exactly, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'll tell you one funny men's room story that talking about that reminded me of. There's a guy up at NBC. It's raining out, and he has one of those push a button and the umbrella opens, and he has 3 blocks to walk from the subway to the studio, pushing the button the entire time, and the umbrella will not open. So he gets to NBC, soaking wet, but he has to go to the bathroom. So he runs into the bathroom, and he's standing at a urinal, and he hears a click, and the umbrella opens. So now he doesn't know what to do, so he's at the urinal doing his thing, holding an umbrella over his head.
Well, you never know. It might rain.
You never know. And another man opens the door and looks at him and just slowly backs out of the door and lets it close.
Well, he could have some sort of problem that maybe there's a lot of moisture falling from the air.
Yeah, I know. But isn't it? I mean, it's one of those things where everything that happens makes perfect sense. But when you walk in on it, you're thinking,
I cannot backtrack from this scene to what might have happened.
Yes. Had I gone in. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Very good. Well, thank you very much for the email. And I hope we haven't given you too much ridicule, David, but we appreciate the update on the blade.
400 mile an hour hand dryer.
What he doesn't say is how dry his hands got. Maybe he was too afraid to use it.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. You know, I think I remember reading there's Dyson and there's another company, and I don't think it actually dries. It just blows the water away.
So and I think that's the idea. It squeegees your hand, basically.
It squeezes your hand.
Yeah.
That's it.
But
that not in your mouth.
You walk out the door, you've got water all over the front of you, but your hands are dry.
Your hands are dry.
And you have to explain, it was the blade. It was the blade.
That's very funny.
Oh, dear. All right, Dick. Hey, we're going to wrap this up. I've survived another Turn the Tables Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's always hit and miss. You never know.
It's pretty good. It's very good.
You're going to like this. It's a nice device. Yeah. We do thank you for listening, folks, and we will be back tomorrow with a real gadget from Mr. Dickie D. We'll see you then, Dick.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.